بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن شاء الله تعالى this evening we'll go through the greatest ayah in Quran. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم asked أبي بن كعب, he told him, what's the greatest ayah in Quran? أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه was one of the scholars of the Book of Allah. During the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was one of the scribes, and he was a very knowledgeable scholar in tafsir of Al-Quran al-Karim, and he's from Al-Ansar. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, what's the greatest ayah in Quran? Out of respect, Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he said, Allah wa Rasuluhu a'lam, Allah and his messenger know best. I mean, who am I to answer this question to the Messenger of Allah? But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam insisted on him. He said, what's the greatest ayah in Quran? So Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu said, ayat al-kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, liyahnaka al-ilma Aba al-Mundhir. Congratulations on your knowledge, Abu Mundhir. So this is the greatest ayah in Quran, and Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu figured that out on his own. If it's the greatest ayah in Quran, then we all need to memorize it and we all need to understand its meanings. Ayat al-Kursi is ayah 255 in Surah Al-Baqarah.
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
It's made up of 10 segments, so we'll go through them inshallah. Allah لا إله إلا هو. Allah, there's no God but He. This is the kalima of Tawheed. And this is why Ayat al-Kursi is the greatest ayah in Quran. It's because it's an ayah of Tawheed. So the greatest ayah in Quran is Ayat al-Kursi, which is an ayah of Tawheed. And the greatest surah in Quran is which surah? Which surah is the greatest surah in Quran? Al-Ikhlas. Al-Ikhlas. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. Because it is a surah of Tawheed. Allah Azza wa Jal has sent the Anbiya of Allah Azza wa Jal to invite the people to the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. That Allah is one. So, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa. Allah, there is no God but He. It starts by the negating of any deity other than Allah. So you first say, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa. There is no God but Allah. Which is a stronger statement than saying Allah is one. When you say that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah Azza wa Jal, that's a stronger statement than saying that Allah is one. Because you're negating all other deities and saying that they are not gods, they are not divine, they are not worthy of worship. So Allahu la ilaha illa huwa. Al-Hayyu al-Qayyum. Al-Hay and Al-Qayyum are two of the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Two of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hay is the living. Allah Azza wa Jal is living, everlasting. He is the first and the last. Al-Awwal wal-Akhir. There was nothing before him. He is Al-Awwal. And there's nothing after him. Al-Akhir. And he is the living. And no one has given him that life. Al-Qayyum is the self-sustaining. So Allah Azza wa Jal does not need the help of anyone. In fact, nothing can survive without the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. لا يقوم شيء إلا به. Nothing can survive without Allah Azza wa Jal. Nothing can live without Allah Azza wa Jal. So Al-Hayy, Allah is the living, but then nothing can live without Him giving them life. Al-Qayyum. Nothing can survive in the universe without Allah Azza wa Jal sustaining it. Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. No slumber can seize him nor sleep. Allah Azza wa Jal does not sleep, nor does slumber overtake him. The Jews claimed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and earth in 6 days, and then what did he do on the seventh? They say he rested. They said that he was tired, تعالى الله عما يقولون علوا كبيرا, and then he rested on the seventh day, and they call that the Sabbath, the day of resting. Now, Allah Azza wa Jal responds to that claim. And by the way, this is not something that one or two sects claimed. This is the first page in the Bible. As soon as you open the Bible, that's what you see. It's the story of creation in the book of Genesis. It goes through the sequence of the creation, what Allah created the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day. And then on the seventh day, it says that he got tired and he had to rest. So this is something that every Christian and every Jew reads in the Bible. That's mainstream Christianity and Judaism. So Allah Azza wa Jal responds to that in Surah Qaf and says,
وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا.
We have created the heavens and earth in 6 days. So Allah says, yes, that part is true.
وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ.
But we never felt any exhaustion. Allah Azza wa Jal never felt tired. So Allah Azza wa Jal is saying that the first part, that He created the heavens and earth in 6 days, is right. But saying that He needed rest on the seventh is a lie. وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ. No fatigue, no exhaustion overcame us. So Allah Azza wa Jal created the heavens and earth in 6 days, but then on the seventh day, that was the qadr of Allah Azza wa Jal, that He created it in 6 days. And Allah Azza wa Jal did not need any rest after that. Now we say that the days are actually periods. They're not intervals of 24 hours. Because yawm in Quran, is not necessarily 24 hours. So in the Bible it says that it's a day. And we would interpret day in English to mean 24 hours. Which is false from a scientific point of view. The heavens and earth were not created in 6 by 24. The Quranic version of the story of creation says that the heavens and earth were created in 6 days, but a day in Arabic is a period, an unspecified period. It could mean different things, because in Quran, a day in some references could mean 24 hours, a day could be 1,000 years, كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. And a day could be 50,000 years. يَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ 50,000 سَنَةٍ. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that the day of judgment is 50,000 years long. And then another day, which is also mentioned in the Quran, is 1,000 years long. And then we have the regular day, which is 24 hours. And in the hadith of al-Dajjal, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that he will stay on earth for 40 days. They asked him, a Sahaba asked Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, are these days equal to our days? So the Sahaba understood that the word day doesn't necessarily mean 24 hours. So they asked Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, are these days equal to our days? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no. One day will be equal to a year. And then the next day will be equal to a month. And the third day will be equal to a week. And then after that, regular days. Because the day in astronomy is the rotation of a certain planet around itself. And that is different from the Earth to Mars to Venus to Mercury to any other planet, the periods are different. So for example, for Mercury, the day is equal to its year because it rotates around itself